Chapter 27. I am that I am. Make an altogether new place in your heart for the great answer. I am the truth, all-knowing. I am the way, all-sufficing. I am the life, immutable and immortal. I am the body, incorruptible and eternal. I am that I am. There is none else. Attempting to put a certain amount of air into an enclosure restricts its natural power and greatness. Exactly so with life and being. Any attempt we make to personalize or individualize infinite being, body, or universe is vanity. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Reader, are you ready now to move from a far country to the Father's house? From division to wholeness? From individuality to infinite, from man to consciousness, laborer to householder, and servant to Lord of creation? Learn right now that never can you transpose a finite form into the spiritual body, nor convert a material world into the promised land. On the other hand, know that you have never been isolated from true being. Inasmuch as heaven is our forever reality and is in no way outside of us, for there is no outside at all. It is ever with us and at hand. This gives all the opportunity to live in it at any time and exactly where we are. If heaven were a place, there would never be sufficient room in it for all. But as it is our own being, we are at liberty to partake of all its fullness, without any limits of time, place, or space. Heaven is the spiritual state of recognition in which we discern that since we are spirit, mind, we enfold every good imperfect thing, that the good alone is all, thus the gracious invitation extended everyone. Come, ye blessed, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Since this kingdom of perfection is already prepared and self-existent, heirship to it rests with us and is our acceptance of it. For instance, you should determine whether you express a personal form which is physical and in need of healing, or the universal body of truth which is spiritual, perfect, and complete. Whether your world is an external earth endangered by invasion, war, crime, and death, or in need of rehabilitation and defense, or the inner realm of spirit, perfectly safe, sound, and secure. To elucidate further, first of all, recognize this supreme and paramount fact. Your self, body, and universe already exist for you, perfect and complete. Your acceptance of this sublime and unimpeachable realism should immediately interrupt your contemplation of mythical finite forms and conditions and enable you to wholeheartedly accept the wonders and glories of all-inclusive being as the I am that I am. So long as your eyes are blinded to this perfect, complete self, body, and universe which exist for you from everlasting to everlasting, and continue looking as though they were not, so long shall you deprive yourself of the unlimited health, peace, harmony, and good which forever abide with you. Nearly all religious teachings of today demand that individualistically we become more spiritually minded and more active in the expression of purity, goodness, and love. Surely this ideal is progressive and far more enlightening than the old belief that people are the helpless victims of heredity, ignorance, circumstance, or sin. Nevertheless, such striving to be divine shall be transcended by recognition of the eternal fact that goodness, love, purity, and uprightness are ever innate and intact in us, the truth and the life. Human footsteps appear helpful in the assumed man position, but the hour strikes when the individualistic sense must be dispensed with altogether to make room for the sublime and unconditioned, absolute, which all are, but have not known. When I regarded myself as an individualized consciousness, I spoke, thought, and acted from this position. But when I received the revelation that I am the truth, that I and my Father are one, then I refused the individualistic viewpoint. As the Christ, or I am life, Jesus claimed all power in heaven and on earth, and classified himself with the Lord, the householder, the shepherd, the Father, the I am, never with man, laborer, servant. Because we are one with him, not individualistically, but as the same being, we are bound to come into this identical viewpoint and position. Then we shall prove that righteousness does not depend upon the transformation of ourselves as individuals, but is ever innate and intact in us, the one being. No method, repentance, system, nor science will ever accomplish that which is impossible with man. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Timothy 3, verse 7. Our acceptance of the truth as our own being will prove the single way to wholeness, harmony, and life eternal. Verily, as the One, we are eternal good, birthless, ageless, unimpeachable happiness, wholeness, harmony, including every good and perfect thing. Already and forever, the kingdom and king are one I am. Before Abraham was, I am. John 8, verse 58. In the twinkling of an eye, you may behold this fact to be so. No amount of labor, strife, or study can bring you this priceless boon, your completion and perfection as the I am that I am.